Set with the Vulcan Suite. This is DJ Frederick. You're listening to Seldom Heard Radio on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London and online at classicalwscs.org. Here with you every Saturday evening from 10 p.m. until midnight. And this is a crop of new shows for 2023. This is Seldom Heard Radio number 815.
And dangle my stash, zipping through the forest with a curling fleas to grow with them spindles. The mutant I seize, I capture the dread beast who falls to his knees and cries to his cohorts asleep in the trees. Thank you.
for you. Apple toast bed heated firm like a rat. Laugh when they shoot you, say please don't do that. Control for smilers can't be bought. The solar garlic starts to rot. Was it for this my life I saw it?
Maybe so and maybe not. 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 Was it for this my life I saw it?
the Fantastic Plastic Machine with Whistle Song. Before that, band we all know and love, Fish, with a tune called Stash. Well, I'm DJ Frederick, you're tuned to Seldom Heard Radio, music and culture in the spirit of free radio, on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London. It's never the same show twice, and you never know what I'm gonna play. Even I don't know until I dig into the stacks.
This is Bird Note.
Not a purple finch. It's perched in a maple tree, singing.
Most of the bird sounds you hear on Bird Note come from the Macaulay Library, a vast collection of over 1 million bird calls and songs curated by the Cornell Lab of Ornithology.
Chucao Tapaculo, 30 de septiembre del 2014, 16.
The library relies on both professional field recordists and dedicated volunteers to capture the sounds of birds all over the world.
And that was an elf owl pair. Full moon tonight. So a little bit of wind.
Red-winged blackbird, Sweetwater Wetlands Park, Gainesville, Florida.
And you can contribute too. Anytime you upload a sound recording to eBird, a site for reporting bird observations, the audio file becomes part of the Macaulay Library. Adding more recordings to the collection helps researchers study patterns in bird songs and improve sound ID tools. Learn more on our website, birdnote.org. I'm Ariana Rimmel.
Exploring Science in the Sea. The Labrador Sea, a narrow body between Canada and Greenland, has been described as one of the lungs of the deep ocean. It absorbs oxygen from the atmosphere and deposits it deep below the surface. There, it enters a current that carries it into the North Atlantic Ocean, providing much of the oxygen that sustains life. And a recent study revealed new details about this process. Researchers strung instruments along chains anchored to the bottom where the sea flows into the North Atlantic. The instruments recorded oxygen level, temperature, currents, and other details for 2 years, beginning in May of 2016. The researchers paid special attention to measurements made at a depth of a couple of thousand feet. And they found a big jump in the amount of oxygen flowing out of the Labrador Sea during late spring and through the summer. During winter, the top layer of the sea absorbs oxygen from the air. The surface water cools off, so it gets denser, sinking deep into the sea. The oxygen level in the deep water flowing out of the sea begins to go up around March. As the oxygen-laden water exits, it mixes with a layer of deep water found throughout the North Atlantic. The Labrador water provides perhaps half or more of all the oxygen found in this layer. And some of the water travels into the South Atlantic and to the rest of the world's oceans. That makes water from the Labrador Sea a vital resource for life in the North Atlantic and beyond. Science in the Sea is a production of the University of Texas Marine Science Institute at Port Aransas and is available as a weekly podcast at scienceandthesea.org. I'm Holly Brawley.
And welcome back to Seldom Heard Radio. I'm DJ Frederick. You're tuned to Classical WSCS at 90.9 FM or online at classicalwscs.org. Now, if you enjoy listening to world music and you enjoy shortwave radio, the best of all worlds is available at World Music Radio on shortwave. They're broadcasting at 5930 kHz to Europe, 15700 kHz to Southern Europe from 0700 to 2000 UTC every day, and around the clock at 25800 kHz. Or you can listen online at their website at wmr.dk. great music. It's great to hear it on shortwave, and you can definitely tune in. Their signal does get out here to the United States and beyond, and you can always use a software-defined radio to listen as well. I'm going to listen to an extended piece now by Bernard Benoit.
Oh,
Bernard Benoit with a piece called Regina, brilliant French guitarist whose album Lutenaze should be on everybody's listening list. And that's going to wrap it up for this edition of Seldom Heard Radio. This is Music and Culture in the Spirit of Free Radio, and you are listening to WSCS 90.9 FM in New London. We're going to warp back to 1968, a band called Blue Erebus with Willow Green.